972-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. He saw a huge angel. He said this joker was huge, if I can call him a joker. And as he was walking by him, he had a book in his hands. He said, but the book was about 4 feet by 4 feet or 3 feet. It was a huge book. But he said it was carrying it like it was a feather, like it was a little book. But it was a huge book, and on the outside of the book was, it was like an ancient book, and it had gold. It was gold embossed, or something was on the outside of the book. But he saw as he carried it, as he walked by, he saw the name America. And when the angel passed by him, the angel stopped and turned and looked toward him, and he reached to about three quarters of the book and opened it up. And he could see the page that he opened it up to. And the page at the top said, January 20th, 2017. And then he closed it and he said, Lord, what does that mean? And immediately God began to speak to him. He said, beginning on January 20th, 2017, the destiny of America will begin, what God has purposed for her to become in the end times will begin. Now, if you know, 2017, January 20th was the day of the inauguration of the current president. And you see how he's gotten in office and started sweeping, I mean, just like a tornado, a whirlwind, a vortex. Just, you know, you might not like him, but see beyond that. You know, the true church has to see beyond color, ethnicity, culture. We really do. We really have to rise up to be able to see people for who they are. Amen. So, but anyway, I wrote it down. I don't have my phone with me, but I took a picture of what he wrote down, and I've been meditating on it because it moved my spirit. Because one of the questions that I have is, where are we in the end times? Where is this nation? What is God calling? And whether you know, we always realize or not, God has some great plans for this nation. There's only two nations in the world that really are established on the principles that we're established on. That was Israel and Judaism and the United States on Christianity. So I believe God has something very powerful for us. But, you know, Selah, think about that a moment. That angel opened that book and said, "In this begins the forming of our destiny, of what God would have us to be between now and the time that Jesus returns." Would you get me up on the screen? Job chapter 22, verse 28. I want to talk a little bit tonight about alignment. Alignment. Okay? Let this be a year where you make it a habit, not just sometimes, but make it, and I don't want to legislate this, you know, to where we just get, I like the word perfunctory, where we just do stuff legalistically, you know, like it's a job where there's no life in it. But no, we want to keep the life in it, but we want to constantly make decrees and declarations while there's life in it. There are times where the Holy Spirit will prompt you to start speaking things. Amen. Over your family, over your finance. There are strategic times. There are times where we just have to be principled and do things whether we feel like it or not. But there are times where he will breathe such life into it. When you speak it, results come quickly. So what I want us to look at, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, the word decree, and I've given you this definition before, but I want to remind you tonight. It's good to keep you in remembrance. But thou shalt form a purpose or a plan. here at Resurrection Life, we have begun to restructure a number of different things. And what it's doing is making more room. There are those that I remember you coming up just a few weeks ago, a couple weeks maybe, and I prayed for you to find your purpose in the house. And some have started on that pathway, and I can see you. You know, you may not have found everything yet. It takes time, but you're starting in a direction where you're going to find that your gifting, where what you carry is going to make room for you. In other words, the joint is going to start supplying. Now, some are already there. They know what they're here for, and they move very gracefully in their grace. But to decree, thou shalt form a purpose and plan or plan, and it shall not be frustrated. Understand that. That's what a decree is. You form a purpose or a plan. We touch God, and we form God's purpose and plan for our life. And he said, it's not going to be frustrated. It won't be frustrated. It shall not be opposed by the events of divine providence. But whatever you undertake shall prosper. Are you ready for that measure of prosperity? Amen. So we must be those that make decrees, that make proclamations, that say things that are very adamant about the direction. Abraham, the first church split took place when Abraham was caught between Bethel and Ai. He was in between. Remember, Elijah asked Israel once, he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. How long are we halt between two opinions? How long are we halt between making? See, when we make decrees, it's important that we allow passion to rise up in our spirit, that we be totally convinced this is the way it's going to be. We're not guessing about anything. We're not hoping. No, we're making decrees. Do you understand? As the assembly, as God's house, he said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. In other words, decrees come forth from his house. Now, I know they're putting a whole lot of people in place in the White House, and that's all good, and praise God, and thank God for hopefully the direction that we're going to head in as a nation. But, you know, the real decrees come from God's house. And sometimes stuff is lacking because there ain't no decrees flowing. Church is sitting on their laurels, just kind of routinely, you know, going with the flow. Evil happens when righteous men don't say anything. How many know it's time to take your place? Amen. It's time for us as a church and the church of this city to really step into its place. I believe God is waiting for that. For people to step. Not. I'm not talking about bogart something or push somebody out the way or get in the flesh or strife. I'm talking about just step into your place in the spirit realm as a prepared stone and begin to supply what your joint, what you are to supply, and not just be a pew warmer, a spectator. Churches are full of spectators. But we need to participate. We need everything that every joint supplies, period. Amen. So we decree a thing, alignment. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, yeah. Concerning the Antichrist and the Antichrist spirit. The description goes, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. He shall think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. Next verse. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Next verse. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Okay, so in those couple of verses, we see confrontation. We see another agenda. And this is what we have to be aware of, not anxious over, but aware of. You know, when you hear news like I heard yesterday, it just heightens my awareness to understand more. Thank God we don't see a whole bunch of stuff happen. We're not exposed to a lot of stuff, but we know the enemy has an agenda. And if we're not on our post, if we're not doing what we're called to do and policing the heavens, that's when evil starts to prevail. That's when junk starts happening. When the church, not the police. A lot of times the police, the sheriff and all of them, they'll be on their job if we're on our job. They'll stumble over stuff. Homeland Security. You know, this guy that was caught, he had two Homeland Security badges. So you know they were out to do some harm somewhere. I don't know the whole story. It may come out. It may not. But the fact of the matter is, as we speak into the heavens, and this is what Daniel is saying here, we are, the enemy seeks to change times, put our city on his agenda. But in essence, if we understand, we are like the stars. Remember what Daniel says, they that know their God shall shine like the firmament. Use that analogy. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Is resurrection life ready for exploits? Some of y'all are. Stars. You've heard me talk about this. Now, I just want to remind you about these things. It's good to keep you in remembrance. Seasons don't determine what stars we see, but we only see stars in certain seasons. Summer, you see certain constellations, you don't see it in the winter. In the winter, you see certain constellations, you don't see in the summer. But it's not that we see that because it's summer. It's because that's there that is summer here. Because of the stars that are there, that determines. Because it might feel like winter, but it's summer. Because those stars are there. They knew where Jesus was because the star was there. Well, when we know our God, when we are confident, when we are not rattled or shaken, when we're not moved, but we stay on our confession, we begin to shine. Word says, let your light so shine. We begin to shine as the stars of the firmament, but not just shine so people see an aura around you. No, we begin to determine times. You carry an atmosphere. That's why we can't afford negativity in our mind, to govern our mind. We can't afford bad attitudes. All that dunamis you carry and you got a bad attitude. You know, we can't afford to walk around with a defeated attitude, a poverty mentality, a sad, you know, just beat down. No, here you are saved, full of the Holy Spirit. You better rise on up from there. Come on, you better pull yourself on up.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.